This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
What has been the cost of the coronavirus and the subsequent lockdown? We usually hear pundits talking about the lives lost and the jobs lost, but there is one way to understand how much has been lost. Christopher Roach reminds us in his article, Life is Risky, by providing a few responses to the argument that everything must be done to save just one life. He reminds us that we do not save every life now because it would be destructive. The moment you get into a car, you are taking a risk. He also adds that trying to save lives from one particular threat may increase the risk from others. We may use up resources that could be deployed against other risks. Currently, we worry about the coronavirus and generally ignore the 83,000 who die of diabetes or the 67,000 who die of drug overdoses. He suggests that one way to evaluate the cost-benefit of the national lockdown is to start with 20 million Americans who have lost their jobs, although the latest number is probably around 40 million. Multiply that by the average income of $50,000 a year, and you get an economic loss of $1 trillion. Add to that $2 trillion in stimulus bills, though the final total could be three times that, then add the loss of paper wealth in the form of retirement accounts, and he comes up with a loss in excess of $5 trillion, though I suspect the amount is probably twice that. He then applies these very low estimates to the assumption that the lockdown saved 100,000 lives. That would mean the government's actions are five times higher than the benefit. If you assume it just saved 10,000 lives, then it is 50 times higher. As you can see, the cost-benefit ratio is quite high. This cost shouldn't be ignored when debating the lockdown and the reopening of the economy. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.